Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Nugent-Hopkins, left side Frederick. Now to Nugent-Hopkins here on the near side out front. A chance, and Bobrovsky, a huge save that time on Jeff Skinner. And he keeps the Oilers off the board. The 17th save for Sergei Bobrovsky as he sealed things off at the near post.
Welcome back in here on WQIM. The Panthers celebrating back-to-back Stanley Cups. And the voice you just heard there, Doug Plagans, is going to join us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Doug, good morning, my friend. Congratulations on another cup and a tremendous season calling Panthers hockey here on QIM, and none better than last night, my friend.
That was amazing. It's still setting in. Thank you. Thanks very much for having me on. I want to say thanks to all of you, and I'm going to be getting in touch with a lot of people, but everybody over at our flagship home, 560 WQAM, for, again, the great work all season long and the support all season long, and helping everybody stay in touch with the team out there. It was another special season, and I hope everybody's just taking it all in, because I remember the last time I was on with you guys, we talked about that idea, and that was, I believe, during the conference final, and we knew that the Panthers still had some boxes to check, but a big part of our conversation was, this is the golden era of Panthers hockey, and you need to make sure you're taking this all in, that you're enjoying it,
yes.
Because what they've accomplished now, especially back-to-back cups, three straight finals appearances, this kind of stuff just doesn't happen in the current age of pro sports. It's rarefied air, and what the Panthers have done here is historic.
And you know, Doug, for me, the most impressive part of this team is that they just don't get rattled, right? Game 4 was rough. That was a collapse. You know, you had the series, you know, in your hands there, and it slipped away, and you're going back to Edmonton, you're thinking, this could be bad here. They win games 5 and 6 and in dominant fashion, but it just doesn't bother them.
So a couple things on that. First off, it just shows you, I know that a lot's been made of the fact that the Panthers led more in terms of minutes leading in this series than anybody's led, I believe, in the modern era, I think all time in the history of the Stanley Cup final, and it's incredibly impressive. But hats off to a very good opponent. The Edmonton Oilers aren't going away. That team's going to be in the mix for a long time to come, too, just like the Panthers are. But it shows an ability that not many in sports have to be able to hit a reset button, because, as you said, that Game 4 loss at home was a tough one. The Panthers had a lead. The lead slipped away. Very uncharacteristic of this team for that to happen. But I think one of the stories of the series then is the way that the team was able to rebound. And the way they played Game 5, they limited Edmonton forwards, some of the most elite in the game, to just 11 shots on goal in Game 5 in Edmonton, nonetheless, and really laid out a defensive blueprint. And once we saw Game 5, I don't know about you guys, but I was pretty optimistic going into Game 6, especially based on how Game 5 went, because that's something this team has been really good at doing the last few years. When they find something that works, they have a really good ability to duplicate it from night to night. And they did exactly that. And the other thing that I thought was a big story in Game 6, the Panthers have been built to outlast teams. They've been built, and they've talked a lot about this. They prepare for every series to go long. They prepare for seven-game series. So they have an ability to wear down an opponent. Yeah. And we saw that come into play here. And I thought, oddly enough, even though Edmonton came back and won Game 4, if you just looked at the minutes played totals that some of their players racked up in getting that overtime win, that comeback win in Game 4, you wondered with a quick turnaround going to Game 5, was that going to take a toll? And the Panthers looked like the fresher team in Game 5, and they absolutely looked by last night like a team that had totally worn down the opponent. And I think that's a hallmark trait of this Panthers team, to be able to outlast an opponent. You know, if you're talking boxing, being able to land a series of body shots after body shot after body shot to just wear down an opponent. And I think that's what we saw over the course of the series. And by the end, I think that the Panthers had just outlasted the Edmonton Oilers, plain and simple.
Now, this is a question for a novice hockey watcher like myself, Doug. I was watching the second period, and they were checking. The Panthers were checking them into the boards. And you could just see all of the fight just dissipate from the Oilers. Is that something that was just my imagination, or did you see it as well?
I saw by the time it got to 3-0, you started to see a pretty deflated looking Oilers team. I think you're pretty accurate in that assessment, because I really thought, and I know it was too early to say it. We all might have been thinking it. But because of the timing of it, when Matthew Tkachuk scored in the final minute of the first period to make it 2-0, I think you saw some of the will of Edmonton get just vanish at that point in time, because they were at a point where they had probably fired just about every bullet that they had at that point, and it just wasn't working against this Panthers attack, and they had probably spent every dollar worth of energy that they had by that point in time, and the Panthers just didn't give them anything as the game went on. And I thought that the early part of the second period was going to be a big tell in terms of what the Oilers had left, because down 2-0, you figured they were going to start going McDavid, Draisaitl every couple of shifts, and the Panthers just didn't let them get to their game. And I thought that was interesting, and a lot was made of it after the media availabilities and after the morning skates the day of Game 6 yesterday. Edmonton's Leon Draisaitl said something to the effect of the Oilers hadn't been able to get to their best game yet. And you're thinking, okay, on one hand, we're going into Game 6. When do you guys plan to bring out that best game? But on the other side, I think the bigger story, the Panthers didn't let them get to it, because the Panthers just play a suffocating defensive style, and the Panthers were able to get they scored 2 goals or more in every first period of the series. When you're letting a team like the Panthers get leads and then play the game they want to play it, and Sergei Bobrovsky was as locked in as he's been, and I don't think enough conversation about Sergei Bobrovsky took place during this run, but the Panthers had everything going. And getting back to that, I know Sam Bennett won the Conn Smythe Trophy, and it probably was a coin flip between Sam Bennett and Brad Marchand. I haven't seen the voting totals. I'm not sure if or when those get released, but it speaks to how good those two guys were, because the Conn Smythe Trophy is obviously, unlike some of the other leagues, it's a playoff body of work award. It's a playoff MVP award, not just a final MVP award. And Sergei Bobrovsky's a future Hall of Famer, and he may have put together his best statistical postseason that he's ever had. And you really didn't hear his name get talked about enough, but he was unbelievable these last couple of months on that run. That's something else. And I know I've taken your question a few different directions, but it's also something rare with this team when you can look up and down the lineup, whether it was in Game 6 or throughout the entire run, and every player in uniform, every player who stepped on the ice during that run, and then some of the guys who didn't, who were around in practice every day and were part of a numbers game and weren't on the ice every night, or the backup goaltender Vitek Vanacek, who was a total pro during all this and did everything that was asked of him. Every guy had his fingerprints on this in some way or another, and it's just a special team.
Doug Plagans, the voice of the Panthers here on WQAM, is with us. And, you know, Doug, it was funny. We asked this morning, who's the best player on the Panthers? And I don't know that you can answer that question very easily because you had so many guys step up, and it's such a balanced attack, right? You could go a bunch of different ways with that, but I think that's the great part about this team. Like, you know, with Edmonton, it's Connor McDavid. There's going to be a lot of focus on him. It's all him. With the Panthers, you had, you know, Marchand stepped up, Reinhardt, Bennett, you know, Barkov, you Tkachuk. You have so many different guys that can step up at any given moment.
Well, I'll tell you what, obviously last night, the big game, Sam Reinhardt on a short list of players who've scored four goals in a Stanley Cup final game. And then you have Matthew Tkachuk, who had the eventual game winner. And that was set up on a great feed from Etu Luostarinen, who had, he was a beast in these playoffs too. You go up and down the lineup, you can tell good stories about everybody here. Obviously, you know, Alexander Barkov's skill set is one of the most unique in the National Hockey League as far as the two-way ability that he brings. And in that series, the job he did against Connor McDavid over six games, that cannot ever be overlooked. It cannot ever be forgotten because he was matched up against him a lot. And that's the matchup if you're the Panthers, if you're a Panthers fan, that's the matchup you want. And in handling that role, do you sacrifice a little bit of offense? Sure, maybe you do. But when you have two forwards on a line like Barkov and Sam Reinhardt, who have two of the highest hockey IQs and two of the best defensive skill sets among forwards in the National Hockey League, that's going to be difficult for an opponent. And we saw how much that came in handy. And it shows how deep this Panthers team is, too, when you're able to have, you know, a guy like Barkov focus so much on the defensive side of the game through a series like that, and you're able to have so much offensive production coming from so many different...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sources, this Panthers team just showed their depth. It was on full display throughout this entire run.
Doug, I want to thank you for the time, man. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the parade on Sunday, by the way. That should be a whole lot of fun again.
Always fun. Thank you very much. Hopefully it stays a little drier for us this time around. But hey, rain, shine, whatever the situation is, we will have a heck of a time there at the Stanley Cup parade.
And we got to rip some hockey cards soon, man. When all this settles down here, we got to have you in studio. We got to rip some hockey cards. All right.
I'm in. You tell me when. Let's do it after the dust settles here. We'll make that happen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.